flesh, Meridian understood that he was traveling at great speed, yet he felt as though he were sitting perfectly still. His speed was nothing when set against the size of the objects and systems he could see from here. Because of this, he felt his real journey took place within. He traveled to the center of himself, examining, exploring, and questioning all he knew, all he assumed, and all he had taken for granted. He observed the heavenly view outside his ship and realized that while he was in the universe was in his body. He and the universe were one. Quantum mechanics taught him that he, as the observer, played a huge role in how reality is understood. Yet if truth only worked according to how his brain perceived it, why should he be here at all, searching for newer and more accurate descriptions of reality? Back on Earth, he had always assumed that life was about working to pay the bills. Now his reality was the opposite of that. There was no doubt that the view was awesome, infinitely huge and indescribably beautiful, but he couldn't touch it. He knew it was time to find a hospitable planet. The ship's sensors allowed the computer to feed Flash the choices, and in no time data filled the screen. He looked for someplace warmer than the ice planet, with land unlike the ocean planet and less volatile than Olo. He narrowed down the choices and selected one based on all the criteria, including proximity. Still, it would take a while, but just having a destination brought Flash out of his introspection. The ship adjusted its course and he brought a visual to the screen. There, orbiting a distant star, he could barely make out the speck of a faraway planet. There were other planets sharing the star, but only one was in the habitable zone where water can exist in liquid form. This slightly larger than Earth-sized planet also had a watery moon. Both were wrapped in bubbles of oxygen-rich atmosphere. Weeks passed, and the distance between Flash and his destination closed. The star it encircled grew gradually brighter, and Flash watched the phases of the tiny blue sphere as it traversed its ancient journey through its solar system. The moon that danced in its pole seemed like a child clinging to its apron strings, a miniature version of the parent planet. Already Flash felt a strong connection to it, and felt that his choice had been somehow predetermined and not just random selection from billions upon billions of options. Factoring into this feeling, no doubt, was its appearance. Vast stretches of rich blue ocean were juxtaposed against continents of every shade of green and brown. The whole of it was wrapped in a lace of cloud resembling Flash's own dear home. As the mothership approached, Flash was able to make out great mountain ranges, vast deserts, and sweeping forests and plains. Its poles appeared to be encased in ice.